Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106. It is now time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe on this Steelers victory Monday. If you want to continue reacting to the win in Dublin, 412-928-9370 is the number to join the conversation. We have some Pirates news to get to momentarily. The Buccos ended their season with a 4-1 loss yesterday in Atlanta. 71-91, last place in the NL Central. Time to get set for 2026, baby, and it could be more of the same. There is some news to react to on that front in just a few moments. But I do want to keep taking your calls if you want them on the Steelers. If you want to chime in on the Buccos or anything else we talked about today, college football. We talked for a few minutes about Marc-Andre Fleury's return and final game in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Feel free, 412-928-9370. You can also hit the fan text line at that same number. That is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Manny is on the fan. What's going on, Manny?
Hi, guys. I was noticing in the game a lot of the snaps from center to Aaron Rodgers were awfully low, forcing him to bend over, which can't be good for his back at his age, and also robs him of time. I'm wondering if that extra second would allow the receivers to get further down the field.
Yeah, Manny, I mean, that's a good point you bring up. Frazier is somebody who I think plays a lot of the game. A lot of the parts of the game are very good, most of what we see from him. A snap like that, and those snaps can throw off the rhythm of an offense. It can throw off the rhythm of a play. You know, when a snap goes low, when a snap goes high, it can throw off timing. And any millisecond that gets thrown off, that can create the difference of a big play on offense or defense. You know, a low snap, maybe a bobbled snap, a fumbled snap, everything like that throws off an offense that would otherwise be at full strength. So that is something that does need to be worked on. I know there were some issues last season between Zach Frazier and Justin Fields, and a lot of people just kind of threw that on Justin Fields because he had a history of fumbling. But there are some snaps that we see that are concerning during a game, but there aren't a ton. It's not a big-time problem to me just yet. You know, it does take a certain amount of mental focus at that point in a game where, you know, it could be rep one, it could be rep 55 on the offense, and maybe a snap goes low and it's not perfect, that sometimes you get those. But we're not seeing them frequently enough yet for me to freak out. 412-928-9370. This also coming from our web guy, Andrew Lindbergh, helping me out a little bit on this Pirates story. So the Pirates have extended manager Don Kelly. That is part one of the news today. And I don't know if there really is a part two. Don Kelly and Ben Cherington will speak to the media today at 3:30. That would tell me that at least for now, Ben Cherington is here to stay. And here is more of a quote from Bob Nutting on the extension of Don Kelly. Quote, "This season we fell short as an organization both on and off the field. It has been unacceptable. Our focus must shift to execution, to delivering wins. Results are the only thing that matter. We owe it to our fans, to the city, and to the legacy of this team to get it right. Ben and everyone in the organization fully understands what is expected and that the work ahead demands urgency. Today's announcement of Donnie is the first of many steps we will take this offseason to bring winning baseball back to Pittsburgh." Austin, I don't know about you. That tells me that GMBC is back for year number seven, baby. And we have a 37 to 40-year-old outfielder out there, and maybe one's already on the Pirates roster, Tommy Pham and Andrew McCutchen. Come on down. You will be our big offseason acquisition.
Year after year after year, they changed the manager. I do like Don Kelly. He's a better manager than our guy Shelty. They need to make a move at general manager. Noah Hyles had a really good story in the Post-Gazette that came out today where some players spoke anonymously.
I had that quote ready to go, too.
Yes. So we'll put that one on a tee for you, where basically they were criticizing Cherington, and a large portion the players were criticizing Cherington in this article with the quotes to Noah, whether it be late in the season, earlier in the season, basically saying that they did not do enough to put a good enough product on the field. And I don't know what quote you're going to reference, but basically that they did not put enough financial commitment to the team to make even the players believe that they could do it.
Yeah, it's damning to Cherington, you know, given how he put the team together, but it's even more so on Bob Nutting because of the money or lack thereof that went into their on-field product. So this was an article from our guy Noah Hyles from the Post-Gazette. He put this out there this morning following the end of the Pirates season. Again, 71-91, last place in the NL Central by a lot. Three teams in the division made the playoffs. Two of them very small markets. The Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in baseball. The Chicago Cubs made it. Okay, that's a big market team. They put a lot of money into that team. That team should be good given, you know, what baseball shoots for. They're in the playoffs. The Cincinnati Reds. Yes, the bustling metropolis that is Cincinnati, Ohio. The Reds. They made it. They knocked out the big money Mets, who spent $1 billion on their team. So even though it hasn't produced a World Series winner, small markets, that is, in a long, long time, you can't tell me that small market baseball is dead around the league and that you can't even put a competitive team together, put a playoff team together in a small market. We are still seeing teams do it. The Cleveland Guardians pulled off one of the most monumental comebacks in MLB history. They made the playoffs again. They were, what, 15 and a half games down like a month and a half ago of the Detroit Tigers. They passed them up. But again, both Cleveland and Detroit make the playoffs. We are seeing small market teams still compete. That is what is most frustrating. The Pirates need to fix their ways more than just the pocketbook, which I know people quickly just say, well, Bob Nutting has to put more money into the team, and he still should. I'm not saying that the money should be where it's at. It should be a higher payroll, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt and no argument from me. But it doesn't take that much more to put a competitive bunch on the field. So here are some of these quotes to Noah Hyles. Now, this was from one anonymous player in this article. Quote, people think we are underachieving. Look around here. I think we are playing to our potential. This is what $90 million gets you. Oh, man, that is a shot at what this team, what this organization puts on the field. More of this quote. Some of the teams we play aren't even trying to win. They are rebuilding while still having a higher payroll than us. What do you think that tells us?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's incredible. Incredible.
Could I give some positivity to what I just heard?
You can try.
Donnie, this, and this is the takeaway that I have from it, honestly makes me feel better, a little bit better, about how negotiations could go for a salary cap, salary floor. Because as this player, whoever it is talking about the $90 million and the lack of financial commitment from the organization, let's say they floor it at 120, 130. That forces you to spend another $40 million. Forces you automatically. And sure, the other 29 other teams are going to have to do that as well, but it provides more of a commitment. You have to spend money. You need to be committed. And maybe the owner doesn't like that, and he ultimately says, you know what, maybe I will give it to somebody else. Or it will create more of an urgency. That extra 30, 40 million, that is your left fielder. That is your third baseman next year. That is another catcher or another bat that you want. That could get you two bats, 15 million apiece or 20 million for a bat, whatever. And it forces you to actually do something where right now the current system doesn't allow them to do it. So obviously the quote is damning. There's no doubt about that. But I think that makes me feel a little bit better about these negotiations coming up because we know the owners are pushing for a salary cap. Maybe some players will be okay with it.
Yeah, and if that results in a work stoppage, that could also shorten what we see out of Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh. The Pirates only have so many options here. They either actually try to put something together while having Paul Skeens under their control, along with one of the better, and dare I say one of the best, young pitching staffs in baseball. That's right. I do think the pitching staff is that good and can be that good. They led the league in shutouts, and they finished 20 games below 500. 20 games! Paul Skeens, the best pitcher in baseball by a mile. I know wins and losses don't really matter, but it is a reflection on who he plays for. He was 10-10. He had a WAR of 7.6. His ERA was 1.97. His ERA plus was 217. The average number is 100. That is staggering. The guy is so overwhelmingly good. He is the best pitcher that I have ever seen wear a Pirate uniform. He just put together possibly the most dominant season a pitcher for this franchise has ever done. They won 71 games. And the guys behind him, I know some players could be better. Not all of these guys behind him are perfect. The bullpen isn't perfect. But they absolutely have the pieces to put together a really good young pitching staff. You have a guy that you could move in the offseason to possibly get you, I don't know, a decent bat. The Spencer Horwitz trade looks really good on Ben Cherington's docket. I'll give him that. Got a little bit lucky, I think. I mean, I don't know how many people expected Luis Ortiz to get banned from baseball. But Horwitz was a pretty solid player for them. You have to trade Mitch Keller in the offseason. Find some team that is in desperate need of a pitcher. Because Keller, it's not that he's great. Yet another season where the ERA was above 4. But I wouldn't declare him a bad pitcher. He can be somebody that really any team puts in the middle of their staff. And for a good team, they can put at the end of their staff. And that rounds out a good 1-5. They have to get a comparable offensive player in return for him. And then you put together a pitching staff that is led by Paul Skeens. You have guys like Mike Burrows, Braxton Ashcraft, who showed me a lot more than I expected this season. Braxton Ashcraft was a huge surprise. Bubba Chandler, who outside of one outing, that start against Milwaukee 3 weeks ago, showed that he has something to him. You have a bullpen with Dennis Santana back there that could absolutely be your team's closer. You have pieces in that bullpen that will work. You have guys like Johan Oviedo, who you may not have a home for, but can find one for. You still have young pitchers in your system ready to come up. Hunter Barco came up very late in the season. They have a lot to work with when it comes to pitchers. We can credit Ben Cherington a little bit there. The hitting is atrocious. The hitting is embarrassing. The problem for most of my viewing life was that the Pirates never really had a good staff. They would have bats, oddly enough. They had guys that could hit the baseball, but the team ERA would be like in the 5s, and they would be brutal. They would lose every game 10-7 on average. Not quite that, but you get what I'm saying. Now they lose a lot of games 2-1. 1-0. They led the league in shutouts as a pitching staff. They finished 20 games below 500. 412-928-9370. I'm going to go to some calls here. You can hop on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to Frank in Shaler. What's up, Frank?
Hey there. I firmly believe Cherington is back for a couple of reasons. One is, A, he has a contract, and you don't need to make an announcement if your ego is big enough to say we're bringing someone back. You just do it. But the main reason is you hire a GM to hire a manager. You don't hire a manager and then bring in a GM who is handicapped to bring in his own people. And so if they really were going to get a new GM, you would wait to make an announcement on Donnie Kelly.
Yeah, Frank, I get your point there. I really do, because that is the hierarchy and that is the way that things should be done. The organization clearly likes Don Kelly. And again, I think he did fine. I think he did fine with what he was working with. this team was in such a hole that the season was over as he took over. Derek Shelton had them at 12-26. By that time, they were done. They would never come close to or even sniff being in any sort of conversation. And not that Don Kelly did award-winning work. He went 59-65. It is fair to ask, where would this team be if he was the manager all season? I think there's no question to it, they would be better than what they finished at. Would they be better than what they were in 23-24, 76-86? I think there's a shot at that. I think there's a shot that the team is like a 78 or 79 win team if Don Kelly is the manager from the very first day. And I don't rule out the possibility that Don Kelly could be a manager of a potential playoff team. The playoffs are extended a bit now, and that opens up an opportunity for a new team like the Pirates. I mean, look at the Reds. Why can't they be what the Cincinnati Reds were? I know that I'm a bigger Terry Francona fan than most. That guy was in the Pirates' backyard. They knew that Derek Shelton was not the man for the job. They had every opportunity to do what the Reds did. It's not that the Reds made some big-time offseason moves. They made a couple of just like the Pirates. Now, theirs worked out better than what the Pirates did. But they're a team in a very similar situation. They have a good young pitching staff. They have an offense that doesn't set the world on fire. They have a better player whose last name is Cruz. It's actually De La Cruz. But even he had a quiet second half of the season, like the one that the Pirates have. And they just made the playoffs. They got a lot of help from the Mets, who completely crumbled in the back half. The Mets at one time were the best team in baseball in like the middle of the season. They were 45-24. They just missed the postseason. And the Reds were the beneficiaries. Why can't that be the Pirates next year? I'm not saying this team has to win a World Series. I know that's a bit real unrealistic. But man, I would kill for a spot this time next season to be sitting here and thinking, you know what, the Pirates just played meaningful baseball in the season's final week. I would love that. Instead, the season was over by May. 412-928-9370. Dennis is in the car now. He's on the Fan. What's up, Dennis?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call there, Donnie. Listen, the Reds passed the eye test as far as their hitters go. The Pirates, what, you gave us four starters that can't hit, who are hitting below 200. And all I hear from the general manager is that, well, you know, the bat speed, when the ball comes off, they're hitting it over 100 miles an hour, but that don't score you any runs. And until the GM starts to find a different metric other than what he putzes around with, they are going to be done. That's it.
Yeah, Dennis. I mean, giving Ben Cherington another year, that doesn't really make me warm and fuzzy thinking about the Pirates. I just feel as if it will be a similar offseason to what it was. My only hope is that the words of their best player light a fire under them. The words of Paul Skeens from earlier this season, throughout this season, where he said, you know, paraphrasing here, but we need to have a better effort in the offseason. We need to do things differently. Kind of saying, I can't do everything myself. I will be the best pitcher I can possibly be. And I think he was. He just put together, and I know people will reference Drabek, and they'll go all the way back to Steve Blass and Vern Lott. Listen, in the modern era of baseball, Paul Skeens just put together the best season of a Pirates pitcher. Okay, you don't see 10 complete games by anybody in 2025 anymore. You just don't. So, yeah, you're not going to see complete games. You're not going to see 8 shutouts in a year. But what Paul Skeens did was masterful. And the Pirates rewarded him with a 71-91 season. I've said it for a while. They have a golden ticket on their roster. They have a guy who was made to bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh, but he can only do so much. I hope that his words that they need to step up is what helps propel this organization a little bit to get their act together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.